fought the law. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the On Burger Podcast. Thursday night, 10 o'clock. Call-in number is 800-893-9562. Call in and enjoy our conversation with us. We got the usual crew waiting for April. Megan Rice.
Hey.
Preston Blaine.
Oi.
Ryan Talmo.
Hello.
And Ryan Bromes.
What's up?
That Ryan Brome? No. Let me say, in Brome's defense, he was a lot quicker. I think he's less high today.
Give him time.
Are you how stoned are you?
I'm like at 8.
Okay, and now let's mention though, because he's going to have to be somewhat on top. No, an 8 for him. He goes up to 17.
Yes.
So he's only it's not half a scale stoned. Of 1 to 10.
No,
exactly.
It's not 1 to 10 with him. And so he's going to be. You're going to be live tweeting the whole show. Does everyone have your? Give me your Twitter.
Scale of 1 to potato.
Yeah, give me your Twitter or whatever it is. Yeah, give me your Twitter deal.
It's at Ryan Bromes, spelled RyanBromes.
Twitter in. You get mentioned on the air. Talk to Brian.
I'll be
Ryan.
Live tweeting.
Or just talk shit.
Or just talk shit. Yeah. I mean, you know what? A lot of people hate Ryan. I got to say that.
A lot. Yeah. True.
No. And you know what though? I think he works hard for it.
It makes me feel special.
Yeah, you evoke a lot of from people.
I don't need an actual relationship because so many people already hate me. I feel like I have a true one.
Right? Know? Like, speaking of hated people, Fred Phelps.
Yes. Yeah.
Fred Phelps died today, right?
We lost a great one.
Okay.
Really,
well, at first, you know what I was thinking? Like, what? Oh, my God. He was young and a great swimmer.
Yes.
You know, marijuana must have killed him.
If only Michael Phelps instead of Fred Phelps died, you'd be happier.
I would be happier.
So he died. He was from Topeka, Kansas. He was part of the Westboro Baptist Church.
He started Westboro Baptist.
Yeah, he started it. Okay. Yeah. Yes. So he was the start of that. And one of their big things that they've gotten known for is protesting military funerals because they hate gay people, and I've never got this. It's because the military allowed gay people to come out.
No.
They have a hatred base that's more than just gay people. Because when Sandy Hook happened and all those kids got shot, they were sitting there protesting the funerals of the kids, saying that they deserve to go there. God needed them for a reason.
This is why. Wow. They are the God Hates Fags Church.
Yeah.
That's their website.
Yeah.
But like,
it's catchy.
The whole thing, the reason they protest everything. They go to funerals, veterans, kids that die, all that shit. But it's because we're being punished as a country. It's the reason Katrina happened is because of gay people.
Yes.
All of that, the reason those kids were shot was because our country accepts gay people.
Yes, they
that's it's it all goes back to that.
Yeah, they have they have signs that say God hates America too. So it's God putting his wrath on America because half the country are okay with gay people getting
married. What's this guy's name again?
Fred Phelps.
Fred Phelps.
Okay,
yeah,
I was trying to tweet, but I thought I kept thinking
you're
Michael.
You're pretty aware.
I desperately wish you hadn't asked and wrote Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps, man.
Because that would have been a whole other slew of shit you get on Twitter. Yeah, that would have been absolutely perfect.
Yeah, are you Twittering that Michael Phelps died? Are you doing that? You're not doing that, right?
I hope so. Yeah.
Newman fake died this week.
Yeah,
right? Wayne Knight.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I get tweets from Michael Phelps. Wait till people hate gay people.
Yeah. Well, you know what's weird, though? He's another one that, he was still alive?
Yeah, I mean, he was like 85, I guess.
Wait, who? Phelps, you talking about?
No, I'm on Newman.
Wayne Knight?
He's like 50.
He lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, I just hadn't seen him for a while.
85? He's like 50.
So I was like, wait a second. He was 385 pounds, maybe,
right.
But yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And that's funny, so he's still alive, and then a lot of people have been dying. You know, a lot of people, you know what's funny though? When we say that, a lot of people have been dying lately. No, every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Every day people die.
Like,
no one cares.
We almost all died during that major earthquake that we just had.
Yeah.
That was your first earthquake, wasn't it?
That was my second. The first one, I was in Anaheim. It was 2 a.m. and I was wicked high. And I literally thought I just moved my TV with my mind. And then I found out it was an earthquake. And then this one, I actually saw the entire place go left to right. And then I took two hits and I went back to sleep.
Yeah. It was a pussy earthquake. It wasn't a fucking earthquake.
What do you live in, a fucking tent?
Right?
Jesus.
I was right by the epicenter. Yeah. I live like a mile away from it. From Encino, where it happened. Uh-huh. So it shook our house. Like, it shook it.
Northridge brought down the fucking apartment building I was in. The one next to me collapsed on the first floor.
Yeah.
Like, just collapsed on them. They all died.
That's crazy.
And, you know, and so, yeah, okay, this was kind
of... But I'll say this, I'm from here, too. I felt like this was the strongest earthquake I felt since Northridge.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. We haven't had one in a while.
Like, that was the biggest earthquake since Northridge.
Maybe something big's coming.
Well, I think...
A big one.
I got scared. I had to put pants on. I got scared. There's going to be another one that was bigger. So I put on pants.
Last night, if you saw the moon, across the entire moon was this huge chemtrail. Right across the moon, and everyone could see it. And this is the thing. I have a huge thing with these chemtrails because what people don't get is they're atmospherically changing what's going on. If anyone noticed, I'm old enough to remember that we didn't go from one day to the next such drastic temperature changes, you know, and now all of a sudden we have these huge temperature changes. People don't understand it. It messes with the earth, starts fucking things up. And then so we think, oh, we're God. We'll fix it. We'll put shit in the air.
Maybe the man on the moon just needs orbit because of the dirty mouth.
Sometimes I wonder what the fuck did you just say? It's all right, though. I love that about
him. I actually have a tweet from somebody named Mandy Beasy. It says, I hear y'all, and they say every 3 seconds someone dies of natural causes.
Constantly, and no one cares. Yeah. That's the thing.
Wait, that was from a tweet right there?
Yeah. Fun facts.
Unless they hold up
Twitter providing fun facts.
No one cares.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, unless they did something horrible or great.
Well, or we're on Seinfeld.
Does that count as natural causes? Because usually natural causes means heart attack. Now, if the earth moves and you die, is that still natural causes?
Yeah, I guess it would be. I guess it would.
Definitely still. It's a natural disaster, so yes.
I always worry about being on the toilet. That's the thing. I don't want to fucking be in an earthquake, be on a toilet, and die there. You know,
that's the best place to do it.
Oh, the worst would be in your bathroom, lotioned hands, zucchini in the ass.
Yeah.
Earthquake happens, you die that way.
Is that a thing that happens with you a lot? So you're scared you're going to die. You're like, this happens so frequently. The odds of me dying in this way are probable.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant the earthquake.
Oh, no.
That's once in a while.
The zucchini in the ass situation.
Could
you imagine the investigation if somebody died with the zucchini in their ass, but in their kitchen, and they had to figure out if it was on purpose
or
the worst fall ever?
Right, naked in the kitchen.
I'm going to go.
I spend so much
on
produce I never eat.
Too much Pine Sol on the floor, and they slipped.
Right?
That
was
it.
My pants fell off. Hit the refrigerator, knocking the zucchini out up my ass.
Yes. See, but you can't
defend
that.
That's what happens to burger every night.
Perfectly explainable.
If you're dead, you can't explain it.
They were going
no one ever know.
That's the thing. Yeah, but you would know. You'd be looking down, going, "Fuck!"
Yeah, they were going. They were going for Tom Cruise and Risky Business, but ended up as May Victoria in Lira Life.
Right, which is. Fucking Tom Cruise, anyway.
Is that one of her films?
Did she reference her movie?
It's a film.
I called it a film.
What was the film? What was it?
A film and a movie are two different things.
What did she do?
I know. God. And she does films. Give her some respect.
She blocked me on Facebook this week, guys.
Oh no.
Positioned her for a blowjob, and she got really upset.
Welcome to the club, buddy.
She got really upset.
I like her. She did start comparing.
She was like, "You people keep the lights on in those places." And I was like, "Listen,
what does that mean?
You don't come with a menu. I had 27 cents. I was like, maybe we can make this work." She got so pissed off.
That's kind of bullshit, though, dude.
She yelled.
Did you have 27 cents?
I know. I was going to make it happen, bro. Just recycle.
Did you show her a dick pic? What'd you do?
No. I literally was like, hey, man. And I even took the, like, sad route, you know, try to get some, like, you know, strength behind it.
Get a discount?
I was like, I don't have time to date with my busy schedule, so I was wondering how much it would cost for a blowjob. I literally haven't had human contact in the last 8 months, and she was heated. I was like, man, maybe she didn't read it all the way through. I thought it was pretty sentimental. Like, I thought it out.
Okay, I don't want to waste any more time on her, but that is her profession.
That's what I'm saying.
Not anymore. She's a comic now.
She said, have fun living the moron life.
Is that a Brome spot? Is that what's going on?
I like that, Bromes. You're a sick motherfucker.
You're a Brome spot. What you are.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You're a bot.
What's my thought, though?
You're a bot. A bot.
No, we don't know, Ryan.
A robot.
Okay, thank you. We're all a little lost. A lot of us fucked Fit growing bots. Up.
Wow.
A lot of us had sex before.
Don't go to
you had comic books. It's all right.
Ever again.
It's all right. No, yeah, nothing wrong with jerking off to Iron Man.
Oh, God.
I've done it.
So, now let's talk news. We got a lot of things going on. Preston. You got something. You got something we're going to talk about, right?
The cunt of the week.
You want to talk about that? Let's give April a few minutes.
We'll do that later. Yeah.
Okay. How about this? How many people are aware of the transgender person who was a man, became a woman, mm-hmm. and now is suing CrossFit to be able to compete against women as a woman?
Right. That's like the UFC, the MMA fighter.
It's the same thing.
That's doing the same thing.
He wants to fight women?
A person was born a man and then had a sex change and wants to fight in the women's division. Same thing with this. I don't think it should be allowed to happen.
Fuck no.
No, that's not a level playing field.
The reasoning they're giving behind it is the fact that when they go through their transformation, they take hormones that jack them up. So, like, anything that we would have as an advantage as a male, they're saying you lose through taking those medicines, and that's why the whole thing is happening. But in reality, I have no idea if these people still have penises.
Well, they don't. They've been cut off.
Don't.
I mean, let's be honest. Okay, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. Jesus. What they want to do would literally is the same thing as me getting a tan and wanting reparations for my land being stolen from the fucking white man. Because in my soul, I'm Indian. In my soul, I'm an Indian. And I've now finish the transformation by darkening my skin to be an Indian. So now I want all the benefits of being an Indian. Now, here's the thing. That's fucked up to Indian people who really went through it.
Do you mean Native American?
No, I mean goddamn Indian. Fuck that. There's no Native Americans or African Americans. You know what? They're not Native. They're Asiatic. Africans aren't. All those black people aren't African. They're Trinidad. They're Island. They're all over the world. So they're not African American. So I don't do that shit. There's black and Indian.
I
don't give a fuck. Tonto, here you are.
I got a question. Right? You ready?
Yeah.
Why do you have a teepee on your arm?
You're talking to Megan.
Are you Native American?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Native American.
She went through the transformation. She's trying to get that money.
She's getting reparations.
Yeah, she
wants you should be able to get reparations because you put that on your arm.
A Native American dude did ask me. He saw it and he was like, "Are you Native American?" I was like, "No," and he got really offended. I didn't get a tattoo.
He was like, "No."
I was like, "No, I just got drunk one time in New York."
That's Megan only wears the Native American version of Japanese tattoos on people.
Well, no, yeah, that's funny. But no, you know why you got Megan got it solely to mock him for what we left him in. And I like that.
It's true.
Here you go. This is what you ended up in.
True.
I did it to you. I have a Jewish star on my chest that says to die for. So I'm with you. We do a lot of things drunk.
You think it's
12.
Mad that we call toilet paper teepee?
No, I don't. And
are you a human
person? You need
person,
to grow the
dude?
Fuck up.
You
need to grow the
fuck up.
No, it's all right. Guys, 800-893-9562. Call in, have a little chat with us. But here's the thing. My problem with this is, fuck that, because you know what? Here's what nobody's talking about. This cunt asshole is now going to try and take the spot of a woman who is the most oppressed person in this country, is the woman. So now this guy who became a woman, chose to be a woman. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm all for him. I'll call him a woman. I'll do everything. I'm behind him for their change and everything. Go for it. Be you. Why are you going to take a spot from a woman who's already oppressed and you're a man originally?
Mm-hmm. This is my issue
with
it. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know enough about like the physical changes that the hormones do. If someone does call in, but like men and women build muscle differently.
It's bone structure.
Yeah,
too.
They have different. Densities. Yeah, they have different bone density. So unless the hormones change that, then I think it's fair. Then it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This sweatshirt used to belong to my ex-girlfriend, so apparently we're the same size.
Or you date fat chicks. But here's the thing.
Well, the only thing that you have to know is the MMA fighter that had the sex change and started fighting was new to the sport, had never done it before, and fought against women that had been doing it for years and wrecked them.
Of course!
Yeah.
Of course!
Because she was bigger and stronger because she had the 28-year-old body of a man and then had a sex change and then started fighting women that had bodies of women.
And if he, she, whatever, wanted to fight men as a woman, as a transgender person who became a woman, I would back her 100% to fight men because she was originally a man. 100% go fight men, and they shouldn't be able to say shit, and you're already a man by birth, so you should be able to fight even if you change.
The low blows still count.
Get the fuck away from women. Well, no, because it's not going to hurt. You're just going to get stuck up there.
Is that true? It's- if you got kicked in the vagina, that would hurt, right?
I mean, it totally hurts.
Being kicked. If you get kicked in the shin, there's no dick there, but it still hurts.
Yeah, like, why would it not hurt if I got kicked in the cunt? I don't understand.
I've never thought about it like that. You know what? That's crazy. Damn WWE tricking me.
You're a psycho.
Kick me in the vagina all you want.
Can you get to 17 real quick?
Can you just get to 17 already? The divas kick each other in the cunt sometimes, and it hurts them. They don't pretend that it doesn't hurt.
Oh, yeah, it hurts.
Sure they do.
When they get kicked.
Yeah, kicked in the vagina hurts. Yeah.
Nah, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, the Vigiski.
I haven't watched WWE in years.
I was going to say, like, it's, I don't know.
Is that because you're a grown fucking man?
And not a little boy?
You know what? I was 16 years old.
Oh, you know what
I was
16
year old fucking a 26-year-old. Okay, uh-huh. I was living with her. She's paying for it. But we ended up not living together, and we'd have to meet at hotels. She'd get hotel rooms, and we'd fuck, right? In the middle of fucking, I'd be watching WWF.
Oh,
Hulk Hogan and shit. You know, all that
telling
stuff.
Telling you to take your vitamins and stuff.
I would be like, let's hurry because wrestling's on.
In a 26-year-old.
I was thinking Mr. Deeds. That part where the two ladies, right? Right? And she kicked her and she's like, I ain't got any balls, honey.
Mm. All of Brom's life information is specifically from Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah. True. That's what's funny. Yeah.
The
mostly just Mr. Deeds. Yeah. And it was the worst movie.
Hey.
Everything Brom's knows.
My daughter plays baseball Deeds against Sandler's kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. He's got a little girl, cute little girl, plays T-ball.
Can't be talking about kids that way.
Okay.
Hey, everyone on the Twittersphere, start tweeting Ryan Brome so he pays attention to that and stops talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get his focus going, guys. Again, the number's 800-893-9562. Chucky, we miss you, buddy. Colin.
Mandy Beasy says, what about a girl becoming a man?
What's happened to Cobra?
Who's Mandy Beasy?
She's somebody on Twitter. She says, what about a girl becoming a man? So, like, if a woman was, like, you know, went into WWE and was like, now I want to fight dudes, do you think they'd have a problem with that?
Would they be like,
let's just watch some shit happen?
No, of course
not.
If a woman becomes a man.
Dominated
by the men. Yeah. It's not a fair play. Well,
first of all, WWE's fake.
But if Megan got a sex change and turned into a man, I don't think she should be able to fight men in the MMA. It'd be unfair. She'd get destroyed.
But here's the thing. This is where I would back
it,
though.
How do you know?
What if she was the 48th Ronin?
Well, no. If Megan became a man and wanted to fight men in the MMA, I would be all for it because she's at the disadvantage. This woman who used to be a man is using the advantage to then dominate a woman's sport that she should never be in.
I think it needs to go both ways.
Well, if there's any transgender people out there, call in. Any transgender people, call and explain it. But, you know, but when you say it's both ways, here's the thing. If you become a man, you're at the disadvantage.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, but I'm just saying it's got to be both ways.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally. No, I agree.
It can't just, because then it's, you're going to be in a whole other sack of shit.
But it's about advantage, and women have always had less advantage. There's so few women's professional sports compared to men's, and for a man to become a woman and then want to take one of those spots, that's why I say it would literally be like me becoming Native American because I want to be, and taking reparations from someone else who should really get it.
Do you think that's like steroids for somebody that's a bobsledder? Getting that cut off for aerodynamics.
Brom's
like, please, someone tweet him. I don't give a shit what you say.
You're a good enough reason just to hate
Mandy
all
Mandy Beasy.
Where are you from?
Start a fucking conversation.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from New York originally.
New York? What part?
Plattsburgh.
That explains it.
That just doesn't even sound cool. because you got the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Plattsburgh.
Reminds me of Duckbill Platypus.
Yeah, it reminds me of people who got too goddamn much money. I'm going to tell you, but I like you, bro.
Plattsburgh.
Is it a poor neighborhood?
Too much money. Right, were you kidding?
Okay. You know what Brom's did today? He looked at me and he went, God, I'm so broke, dude.
Who the fuck are you?
Do you know who you're looking at? I got three kids that are really fucking hungry right now.
Yeah, the guy who's tweeting out pictures of his house that's in fucking Iron Man's backyard.
Right?
My rent is expensive. Yeah. That's why I have no money.
Yeah, yeah.
I live a really nice place, and that's it.
Have you guys ever been to the Laugh Factory? Because he lives behind it. It's a great neighborhood.
You live behind the Laugh Factory, you cunthole?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I do.
April, welcome! Let's hear it for
like
April.
There she is.
We have a tweet from Michael Barra that says, what about a guy who becomes a woman and wants to compete in figure skating?
Cool. Go for it. That's different.
That's completely
It's just being able to dance. This is the thing.
High kicks are going to suffer.
Well, but
again,
dude,
I feel like it needs across the board. It needs to be one thing across the board. Because otherwise,
the MMA
you're
fighter, too.
Shit.
Well, that's what we're talking about. That's the thing. He wants to fight women. That's fucked up. If he wanted to fight men as a woman because he used to be a man, I'm all for him. That's what we were just saying.
Yeah.
But you don't come in and want... Like, that's the thing. Because so I want to fucking shave my face, cut off my dick, and I'm going to kick your ass in a fucking ring and make money on a sport that you're already underwatched in, underpaid in, and I'm going to take that. That's not right.
Yeah.
You know, that person needs...
The center of gravity on men is different than women as well. There's plenty of reasons.
If you were on time, you'd know we said that.
Yeah.
No,
hey, you know where I was at.
I know. I hear you. But so let's jump into the Malaysia plane. Preston, if you could bring us up on that, if anyone has better news, but I think Preston's probably the smartest of us.
Well, they
Malaysia,
found debris.
They found debris today.
Really? Mm.
They found off the coast of Australia.
Yes.
Courtney Love found it.
How great was that?
What the hell did she say?
She just said she saw some oil slicks and a little bit of debris, and then she just pointed out, boom, boom, CL.
Yeah, she found it.
That's it.
Yeah.
On the satellite photos.
On the Google map or whatever it was.
She was like strung out on meth and bored.
Well, do you know they're digging up? Okay, well, I don't want to bring this up right now, but I'm going to anyway. They're doing the whole re-looking at Kurt Cobain and trying to nail that cunt.
No.
Because this is the thing. Nobody kills themselves with a shotgun on heroin. It's too much work.
Exactly.
We know that.
They're going to dig up his body.
Well, they might dig up his body. All I hope is that they find out that that cunt killed him.
So the Malaysian Airlines brought Courtney Love back out in the news.
Yeah.
And now they're going to look into Kurt Cobain.
Well, they just want you stupid bitch, shut up.
Mm-hmm. So wait, that was the final conspiracy. They sacrificed 220 people on a Malaysian airline flight. So we could nail Courtney Love for killing Kurt Cobain.
It was all worth it.
And ruining music in the 90s because he died too soon.
Right. Well, you know what? Did she never watch the OJ trial? Get off the golf course, bitch.
Is that a knife burger?
Stay away. It is. I take the subway.
Jesus.
You know what?
Here's the thing. I take the subway.
You go boar hunting.
Here's the thing. You never know when you're going to catch a trout on the subway. You have to fillet that motherfucker.
That is true. Oh,
yeah. That is like a fish.
April it is a fishing
knife.
Weapons.
It is a fishing knife.
It's a fillet knife with tetanus
this
all over
is
it.
Within See, city show ordinance.
Them, April, show them that. Thank you.
The fuck is going on right now?
If I had any money, I'd have a knife like that. This is what I had from years ago. In a fishing tackle box. So I ride the subway with this knife.
Somebody left this in my car years ago.
That was
nice. No, it wasn't.
I've owned knives and I've had them taken away. Because they were larger than the palm of my hand. Yeah. Beyond city ordinance.
You didn't just leave them in the person you stabbed?
No. That's not how it works.
We don't talk about that.
By the way, Burger, speaking of the subway, have you seen the new... what the fuck is it?
Enchilada sandwich?
Don't be a victim... signs. Don't pull out your iPhone so you don't get it stolen.
Right?
Don't be a victim.
But
cops do their goddamn jobs.
Yeah.
Well, you know, forever North Hollywood.
I can't use my phone on a fucking subway because it might get stolen because LA's a shitty fucking city.
Well, do you remember? Well, you guys wouldn't remember, but being an Angeleno, I hate saying that fucking deal.
Yeah, I hate it too.
Being born fucking here, okay? Here's the thing. Is I remember a time it said, see it, report it, stop it.
Yeah.
Now you go to North Hollywood, in front of their police department, it says, lock it.
Yes,
hide
it's something
it,
about
keep
your cars.
It.
Yeah. Lock it, yeah. Hide it, keep it.
Because
so
you know why? Because we're not going to do anything.
Exactly.
Of course.
We're no help. Mm.
Except what we are going to do is give you a $200 ticket for fucking jaywalking in
You Burbank. Jaywalk in North
or for
Hollywood.
Smoking you're cigarettes fucked. Outside.
In Glendale, yeah.
If you're in Burbank.
Glen Jail in Burbank.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you go to Burbank and smoke a cigarette, you could get killed.
I live in Burbank.
However, if you go to Burbank and just sell meth, you're fine. You know, so it's like it's a weird place. It's like literally the cops won't stop crime. They're beyond. They're no longer to protect and serve. They're to ticket and fine nowadays, and it's sad because our whole world has changed.
Yeah.
Mandy Beasy said, "I have 150 knives, throwing stars. It's a passion of mine."
Wow. Burbank is the number one in the city for petty ticketing and petty arrests. Burbank is the has the most petty tickets and petty arrests.
Makes complete sense.
But they have a ton of money.
Oh, yeah. It's because it's of well that. Kept.
That's why it's so clean. I got to tell you, there's not a lot of trash on the street in Burbank.
My mom was like, you're moving to Burbank? It's like in the 90th percentile for schools and crime. And because I was moving from East LA, she was pretty stoked to be. Yeah.
He's like, thank God.
I hear airplanes and crickets rather than gunshots and trains. Yeah.
Well, and you know, Burbank, that's where the white people live, right? You're moving there. Yeah. Fantastic.
No, let's
I have Russians that blow coke every weekend and watch porn outside.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's where Armenians and Russians and everything, because the white people really aren't making money anymore. So it's like, everyone else is moving there. It's all Asians. You got Glendale, huge Asian population.
Hey. Putin's got to keep an eye on you, April, so he sends his goons over to live behind you.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Mm. Hey, it's better than a fucking bitch in a tent, so.
Yeah, right?
Well, you know what's funny is I was thinking, like, you know, how, like, all of a sudden, like, Northridge had a huge Asian population.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It turned out it was just one person. I kept seeing him over and over.
God damn it, Burger.
It's true.
Yeah,
I like that.
I think you guys all look alike, but you can't be the same guy. There's no way it's the same guy. Yeah. Turns out, same guy.
Win? It's you.
It's the same market each time.
Hacky fucking Asian jokes. I hate that. You know what the greatest thing is? They can't. Nothing with the plane. They found debris, supposedly. So where are we from debris?
No, still no debris. No, they don't.
I'm sorry to say, like, I feel bad for the families. It's in the bottom of the ocean. Yeah. It's not a conspiracy.
No, but the thing is, they called the cell phones, and it keeps ringing.
That's weird.
It wouldn't ring.
That is weird.
If they were in the bottom of the ocean. Yes. That's the truth.
Look that shit up.
Well, my mom, sometimes she gets a missed call from me and it says, I called in the year 1900. Weird shit happens with cell phones sometimes.
Yeah, but we have 220 people with cell phones that keep ringing.
When a cell phone's off or broken, it would ring once and go right to voicemail.
Here's the thing.
But when it's in another dimension.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, has anyone seen the amount of satellites that are in the sky?
Yeah.
Okay. Nope. Has anyone seen that picture?
Yeah.
No.
If you look at it, of course you haven't.
Yeah.
Because you're not on meth by Courtney Love.
Here's the thing. But there's so many satellites in the atmosphere that, I mean, such a ridiculous amount of satellites out there. There's no way we couldn't track a plane. So either this plane fucking disappeared out of nowhere or somebody knows. But to me, this is the first time where it seems like everybody's like,
Yeah.
Where it finally seems real, like nobody planned it. You know, 9/11, everyone knew what to do.
No one knows all these other
things. The first bombing of the Trade Tower, Twin Towers, or the stock market, whatever it was, planned. You know, obviously, because everyone knew what to do. Everyone knew where to go, what to say.
Well, and the thing, like, nobody, if this was something, somebody would have come and been like, it was us!
Yeah. There's not one terrorist group that stepped up. And the last time...
And they don't do that. They're super proud.
Plane was, like, what, a million hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Last time, like, a real missing plane of a high-profile plane.
Where we could not find it.
Yeah.
I think there was one.
Air France. Kennedy crashed into the... They ended up finding the Air France plane. It took a couple years, but they could find it.
Kennedy crashed in an airplane, but it was just two people in his plane.
John Jr.?
They found him.
They found him immediately.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Are you just talking about plane crashes?
Didn't John Jones' plane, like, go down on fucking Long Island or something? Like, they knew it happened.
Yeah,
right, Brom,
sometimes you make me hate white people.
Makes me proud.
You know, here's the thing. But it's just such bullshit because we're not dealing with the fact that obviously something's fucking going on here because for the first time, this seems real.
Yeah.
You know, and this isn't something our government knows about, Russia knows about, nobody knows about, you know, and nobody's like, oh, well, da-da-da. Nobody's saying this happened, which they always do. All of a sudden, everyone's lost, and I think for the first time, some real shit just happened.
Yeah.
You know, either a real terrorist
attack. A cloaking device that works.
Whatever. You know, they said that there were scientists on there that were working on cloaking.
I think we said that last week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that.
So we were they.
Kim Jong Un is behind it.
That's adorable.
I know that was
somebody at the comedy store the other night said it was aliens.
Oh, someone at the comedy store? So legitimate
news.
Well,
there you go. Thank you.
Was it Robert William Abravaya?
Oh, God. I love that guy.
I don't know who he was, but he said he was just inducted into the College Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but he's very reserved.
No, he's not. Yeah, I'll tell you what's funny. is this guy used to call me a couple times a week.
Aww.
Just to chat, you know? And I taught special ed for so many years. You know, I would talk to him. What's sad is that you see, not to jump off subject, but you see people like that get bullied.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and at the Comedy Store, someone like Robert Epervaya would get bullied constantly. He's a schizophrenic who wasn't originally. He was literally driven to it, but he was borderline, you know, and then driven into the full thing. And I've talked to the guy, normal guy, very intelligent, wonderful, well-spoken. I've talked, you know, but he just literally, they fucked him up so bad by bullying him and picking on him. They drove him to that.
Pointing like, lasers at him.
People like Don Barris, you know, and that's the thing.
I think the Comedy Store is pretty good at doing that.
No, you know what it is? They're a bunch of spineless cunts, a bunch of frat boys.
It's a clubhouse. Yeah,
that would not ever fuck with a real person, but they pick on people who are weak. And in life, we see that, you know? And it goes on constantly. It's like, you know, again, back to the Fred Phelps. Picking on people, soldiers who are serving in our armies, picking on them.
Picking on people that are dead.
Yeah, kids, you know, things like that. You know, how about go protest the Hells Angels?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that'd be great.
That's the thing. PETA. PETA is my biggest thing. PETA, how come you haven't fucking gone to, like, these hillbilly places and protested them eating animals? How come you haven't thrown fur on football players?
Oh,
because they fuck you up.
Fur on football players.
So you're some cunt.
No, they throw blood, sorry.
They throw red paint to symbolize blood.
Yeah. But you never see them doing it to like a football player.
They throw fur on their
bloody
coats.
Yeah, they do it to some old Jewish lady wearing fur because she was cold from the Holocaust, you know? But they're not going to fucking throw it on some football player who's 325 wearing a fur hat.
Fuck your ass.
That will fuck them up, yeah. I'll tell you, sooner or later, and I think we should do this as a show, I want to have a Hell's Angels barbecue in front of PETA. And I want to cook wild animals and feed it to the homeless people in front of fucking PETA.
Like wild animals around here? So like rats, skunks, and coyotes or what?
Well, hey, homeless people, but that's not the point.
Don't eat anything.
It's a delicacy.
Pigeon is a good food.
They still eat pigeon in France, and it's supposed to be...
It's a delicacy. I mean, they're not L.A. street pigeons.
Yeah, and horse. Yeah. And horse.
I would eat the fuck out of a horse.
Right? It's not bad. I've been to France a couple times and like.
Oh, I'm burger. I've been to France.
Right on.
Yeah.
I'm a little fucking better than everyone.
How do we keep getting on the topic of like gross meat? Yeah. And I like meat, but we still, like last week we were talking about eating dog. Now we're talking about eating.
I'm just thinking about like going to City Walk and getting some orange pigeon.
Right? That's what they cook. I mean, people don't get. You know what's so funny though is a lot of people, you know. A lot of people eat all these different animals.
We have activists out there listening.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you're an activist,
are you cringing? Are you cringing?
800-893-9500.
Give a shout out to PETA right now.
You're killing my phone number.
That's all right.
I'm announcing the phone. It's all right. 800-893-9562. Guys, call in. Let's have a little chat. You know, we could talk about this. If there's any, again, I want to go back to if there's any transgender people because I really want to hear from someone about that.
I was going to jump into the 90s here really quickly. Actually.
We have a great segment. Yes, yeah, it's this week in the 90s.
Is this week
in the
90s?
It's very Talmo.
Explain why this is your segment.
It's because
please.
It's a decade that I'm stuck in. Unfortunately, it's part of my life where things are a little more simple. It's before 9/11.
Also,
is that how the 90s work?
For the camera probably can't see, and for the listeners just say what your shirt is, and then they'll understand.
It's basically the Wu-Tang Clan symbol.
Yeah.
With the Full House girls, DJ and Stephanie, doing the W. So
the woo.
Yes.
Mr. 90s
right here. This is 90s, like just like branded right here on my chest.
What was your dad's name?
Rich.
No, the comic.
Danny. The comic?
Yeah. Danny Tanner.
The dad.
Oh, that's like my own dad. I was like, what?
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget. I got a little lost in that. Okay. Bob Saget.
Dave Coulier, Bob Saget, John Stamos.
I was thinking that would be a great picture if like Saget was jerking off with a crack pipe in the back.
Yes. Oh, because you know he did
reality.
That.
Yeah. That's funny comic though.
Oh. Dirty man.
Dirty as shit.
But good dad.
Opened up with the father figure at the same time.
Great life lessons. Every episode. It was all his life lessons.
So, guys, back in the 90s, literally on this, is today the 18th?
No, that was
a few days ago.
18th was Tuesday, right?
20th? Today's the 20th.
Today's the 20th.
Bro. 20th.
Bro. Yeah, you're concentrating on the wrong stuff.
Well,
sorry, we're there. We're there.
No, it's all happened around this time, but if you guys remember Michael Jordan, you guys remember good old Jordan, one of the greatest basketball players of all time in the 90s, going into the 2000s. After winning his second championship, Jordan was called and testified at a criminal trial for James Buehler. Buehler? Is that how you say his name?
I don't know how you pronounce
it. Buehler. Is it Buehler? To explain why Buehler's convicted drug dealer was in possession of a Jordan-signed personal check of $57,000. And this is right after his second championship. And basically, break it all down, it was really interesting. I was a kid with this whole situation, because all I remember with Jordan after him retiring through this whole situation is he was in Space Jam. That's all I remember as a kid until I looked into it. Like, oh, wait.
It's goddamn movie ever.
That's why he retired. Well, of Space Jam. He was like, my acting career is really taking off.
So basically, he was smoking crack. Is that what that's implying?
Well, no.
Here's what happened. Okay, so Jordan, at the height of his career, he had won three straight championships in a row with the Bulls. Best player in basketball, hands down. Mm-hmm. Retires at the top of his game.
Yeah.
After his dad is killed, right? And then all this gambling stuff comes out. So a year before he retires, he testifies that he wrote a $57,000 check to a former drug dealer, and he says it was payment for gambling. Under oath, he said that it was payment for gambling debts.
Yeah.
So the theory was the mafia killed his dad because of gambling debts, and David Stern, because Michael Jordan was betting on basketball and all this other shit, said, we're not going to investigate you anymore. You
step
retire,
away.
Fake retirement, and then we'll drop the investigation, mm-hmm, and eventually we'll let the smoke clear, and then we'll let you come back in a couple of years. And
he was the biggest player.
And he played minor league baseball for 2 years, and then he came back.
And that's when Space Jam came out.
That makes a lot of sense, though.
But he was spotted at an Atlantic City casino in the early hours of the morning of the game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. He was in Atlantic City. Like
He was betting on the game that he was about to play.
This is my idol as a kid, because I played basketball.
Have you seen the photographs of him of being like shit-faced? It's like almost as bad as the Hasselhoff.
Well, imagine being the reason your own dad's dead. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah.
As much money as you could make, as much as you could do, and everything else,
that'll
as many steroids
you
as you could take, and then shave your head and be great at basketball. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Your dad's dead because of you. That's what people don't get. It's like Dr. Dre.
That's me and Burger.
Your kid's dead
if he's listening.
I don't give a fuck. I'll tell you right now, because that's what people don't get. When you live a shitty life, this is what happens. It's like Dr. Dre. His kid died of a drug overdose. You told everybody else's kids to smoke weed and do drugs that you never really did and acted like a gangster. You never really were. Then all of a sudden, your kid dies in the real world you presented. Same thing with Jordan.
Yeah.
Why are you gambling, dude? You got everything in the world.
Well, think about
people love gambling, man.
It's okay, Mike.
Right? He must have gambled.
It had to be millions.
What is so weird about this whole thing is that Jordan, I mean, There's evidence of him gambling against his own team almost.
Yes.
And like Pete Rose, a baseball player, gambling. That guy is banned.
Right?
Yeah.
But his dad's alive. No, right. I don't know.
And he's a Hall of Famer and everything.
Mayweather has a gambling problem,
Pete Rose is
too.
Not a Hall of Famer.
No, Pete Rose is not allowed in the
Hall of Famer.
But he has the numbers for a Hall of Famer.
I mean, there's always that unspoken rule of don't bet on sports when you're playing sports. Baseball has a legitimate rule.
I was going to say, it's not really unspoken with baseball.
It's not unspoken with baseball.
Well, I think with Pete Rose, it was bullshit, though. I think with Pete Rose, it was bullshit.
He was betting on baseball against himself?
No. Yeah. He never, ever bet on a game he was ever involved in or could ever manipulate.
Yeah.
And he really wasn't even betting on baseball.
That's what he said.
You know, but no. But, I mean, there were none of these games where he was in them. He was betting on games.
He was known to have a giant gambling problem and betting on sports while he was manager of the Reds.
Yes.
Player manager.
Yeah. That was the 1917 White Sox that were actually, they bet on their own team to lose the World Series.
Yeah, they threw the World
Eight
Series.
Eight Men Out, whatever it's called.
Yeah. Well, Mike Ditka had a huge gambling problem.
I got gambling problems.
You know what? I got hip checked by Mike Ditka.
Really?
You gotta have
at Harrah's Casino. You know what? I was at Harrah's Casino. I was a little drunk. I'm there. I'm playing. I come in to try to come into this game. Mike Ditka's there. I'm not gonna bug him or anything. I don't give a fuck who he is, you know. But so whatever, dickhole. And so I go to stand next to him to play because that was the open spot. And he hip checks me. He's like, "Oh, I'm using this area." Really? Fuck it. So anyway, I end up rolling. I win this dude probably like $35,000.
Ditka?
Okay. Yeah.
No,
like, this dude was playing big money. Everybody,
you owed him, Ditka.
This is some shithole casino, right?
Oh, that's great.
In downtown Las Vegas. But meanwhile, everyone else is playing like $5. Ditka's playing like $5,000, you know?
Yeah.
So he wins like a ton of money. And he's like, "Hey, great roll in this net." I'm like, really? Fuck you.
Did he tip
and,
you?
No. What? And so this is the thing. So I hate Ditka. But I used to love him, but I thought, "You're a cunt. You're like every other cunt in the world," because I didn't want to meet you. I just wanted to gamble in the open spot, but you're too big to let regular people gamble next to you.
Yeah, don't go to Harrah's.
Thank you. But you're such a loser with your gambling problem that you're trying to hide in downtown Las Vegas.
When I go to the casino, I always go to the buffet.
Because you're fat.
I like to gamble with my health.
That's what I mean.
God damn it, Brom.
I think that was more
again,
of a tweet.
Brom's is live tweeting the show. If someone could tweet at him.
Wait, that's what's funny. Brom's is live tweeting out of his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, he's not even
By the way, Brom's, when was the last time you wrote a tweet?
That was like 2 minutes ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
Retweet. Yeah.
I've been on my game. I'm waiting for these people to respond back to me with stuff that I can actually like say. A lot of it's just explaining how they feel about things.
Well, I want to hear.
Yeah.
You want to hear like how people were raised?
Did you do yours already?
No. Shall we?
What are we doing?
Let's. Cunt of the week.
Cunt of the week. Oh, yeah. We're waiting for you.
Yes. Not because you're not the cunt of the week.
You
were just.
Yes. I'm just the cunt.
No, because you got info on
this.
Because you got info on this. Yeah. Yeah, April was saying she quit smoking.
Did you?
I haven't been smoking cigarettes. I haven't been drinking. And I've been eating a lot of salads. So basically, I'm just a cunt all the time.
So April's the worst.
April O'Connor, everyone. The cunt of the week.
Since when did this happen?
For trying to become healthy.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
Did you bring meringues? Because I
did. They're
sugar.
Right there.
She brought meringues.
That'll make me much
Megan
nicer.
Makes some great gluten-free meringues.
Gluten-free meringues.
And
all meringues are gluten-free, guys. I didn't make them special. Well, I did make them special.
You did.
I love you.
She's
wow. Yeah, they're great. Well, yeah, all meringues are gluten free because my
the
whole
sugar might make me like I've been just like
fucking eat them.
Oh no, I will. We're gonna do this first.
Yeah, what's the cunt of the week?
So the cunt of the week, Saint Patrick.
Yeah.
Not for driving snakes out of Ireland, but for bringing Christianity to Ireland and causing hundreds of years of terrorist acts and Protestants and the Catholics. April knows more about this than me. Maybe you can give us some background about how great St. Patrick was and how big of a cunt he was. How he loved burning books.
Yes. Happy St. Patrick's Day, guys. I'm Irish, if that wasn't blatantly obvious.
From our O'Connor.
Yeah. Or the freckles in the... Anyways. St. Patrick was a pagan who converted to Christianity. And he brought this book. It was written by Germanic monks in Haiti called the Malleus Maleficarum. It translates to the witch's hammer. It's basically that, quote, "There's no wrath like the wrath of a woman." That comes from that book. During those times, that book was second to the Bible. And it was how to tell if a woman was a witch. Basically, if you were like, you know, an herbalist or if you were
a woman
or just a woman.
Yeah, women are all witches.
If they float, they're a witch. If they sink... They're not a witch, but they're dead either way. So that's
you don't
how
swallow,
it
means you're a
they're
witch.
Bad eggs.
Yes, of course.
I would have died immediately in the pilgrim days. Like I wouldn't
all
have been
of
able
us
to do that
be
shit.
Dead.
And so this
in the
this
pilgrim
book,
days. This was in the 5th century.
Yeah, this book caused all the burning times in Europe. The burning times in Europe were not like here in in Massachusetts and Salem witch trials. They've actually burned people. In Europe, they burned books and history. So there's no old religion history. It's just all Christianity from there forward. So,
thanks to St. Patrick.
Thank you for not having heritage history.
Do you think
let me ask you this.
Burned people in the dead of winter?
Right. Well, let me ask you this. Caller, what's your name?
My name is Manny.
Manny,
hey,
how
Manny.
You doing?
Hey, Manny.
How you guys doing?
Great. Let me ask you a question. Are we in on the St. Patrick's thing, or what's your view?
Look, I don't even know what the fuck's going on. I just saw Dave Berger's post and said call in, and I called. I'm a comedian myself.
I love it.
I'm going to call the number because I'm bored at home.
Well, let me ask you this, Manny. How do you feel about transgender men becoming women and then competing in women's sports?
Oh, I was just talking about this in my anger management class.
I already like you, Manny.
Best place to talk about that.
And my personal opinion, when I brought this up, you know, if legally it's documented to the point, like, whatever, it's a dude trying to compete in a chicks league kind of thing, right? But chopped off the wiener, tucked it back in kind of thing. That's the story, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know about tucked it back in.
By legality, if it's on paper and it's documented, I so it has the seal of approval by the state or the government or whatever, then fucking be it. That's a chick by law, and I can't argue that bullshit because we have the freedom of expression. We can choose whatever life we want to, kind of thing.
Can you tell the caller we'll be right with them?
Is it fucked up? Probably, because that dude's going to kick some bitches' asses. But if they got the right to fucking be whatever the fuck they want to be, then let them be. I think the Beatles said it best.
Yeah, right. Like the Beatles said it best when they said, "Holy shit, is McCartney dead? He died in a car crash."
Right. Yeah, you're right. That was a John Lennon quote. Let that tranny fight men.
let the man fight. No, tranny fight women.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's my problem with that word. You guys are using the T word again. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a Lennon quote. In the '60s, they could say that.
Yeah, in the '60s, tranny was okay. Tranny was cool.
Yeah.
Pump them up with steroids as much as you want. That'd be a much more interesting game anyway. I mean, I'm all for just giving them drugs and stuff.
Right? So I like how Manny's aspect is, look, just make him a woman, let me fuck him.
Yeah, but even playing field, if the NFL wants to legalize steroids, go ahead and do it, but make sure everyone's doing it so it's
they made the N-word illegal. Anyway.
That's true.
Right? Now it's just the football league.
Nice.
That's a good...
You're so fucking clever.
Who else? Do we have somebody else on the line?
We did.
Manny, thanks.
Manny, thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, tweet in to Broms. Start talking some shit to Broms on Twitter.
Just call him an idiot a bunch. That usually works. Yeah.
And a tranny.
Right? I love a tranny. When you say tranny, it's less offensive. When I say it, it sounds like I just hit someone. You know what I mean? It's like, but yet
that's most words that come out of your mouth, though.
You know what's amazing? It's so true. And yet, it's always those people that are like, I'm the least prejudiced person against, you know, like people with money that can help me. No, but I don't believe in prejudice, but, you know, it's like I'll say things and people just see my face and assume. It's like Broms. You know, Broms, you think like, oh, he's going to say something stupid.
And you're right.
And it makes people like me look bad is all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But Manny, thank you so much for calling
stupidity
in.
Stupidity and genius.
Thanks, Manny. Call back sometime.
We have another caller. Please call back if you can. We'll talk.
Oh, we lost a caller? Minutes.
Yeah, we did.
Good job.
We get caught. Manny blew it. I'm going to blame Manny.
Fucking Manny.
Is it Manny
or Manny?
I take
it back. Never call back. Mm. Did you say Mammy?
Yeah,
his name's Mammy.
I don't know.
On this day in the 90s, Telmo was hanging out with his Mammy, who's no longer with us.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So we had one more story. We wanted to cover.
Do you have any more cunts?
Preston, we had one more story.
So that's the cunt of the week. St. Patrick, everybody. Let's all take a shot of Jameson for cunt of the week.
I like that. Yeah.
Do you have any whiskey over there? No.
No. I wish.
I would have maybe broke my...
Right? You haven't been drinking either.
Well, I drank on St. Patrick's Day.
That was like 2 days ago. I know.
I hadn't drank for like, I don't know, almost 2 weeks before that, so...
Well, you got a
way to ruin it.
But you don't get drunk. Like, this is the thing.
Are you kidding me?
No, I just did a show in San Diego last night, okay? And the hostess was funny. She was sweet, wonderful. She got a little drunk. She literally came up on stage during my set 3 times.
Oh.
I think I know who you're talking about, too.
Who?
Is it Sandy? Sandy?
Yeah. Yeah, sweetheart of a girl.
She's such a funny comic. She gets smashed a lot.
The comedian that was hosting the show.
Yeah.
Came up on stage 3 times while you were doing your set.
During my set.
Yeah.
Is she retarded?
No, drunk.
Drunk.
Yeah. But she's a sweetheart. Like, we had a great time. She was a sweetheart.
Yeah, she's... She does get drunk a lot.
Sounds like a real sweetheart.
Yeah, no, she was cool. You know what's funny? Benji Garcia does the shows. I love Benji. Like, he's the coolest guy in the world, but he'll write, you ever see his Facebook post?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, is any of that in English?
Yeah.
But their English words are shorter.
Yeah.
You know, and I love it. And he's literally one of the nicest guys, funny comic, you know, really moving up. But that's the thing is, when girls get drunk, they... You know what it tends to be is girls will get drunk and then they open up and they get like kind of hoary, and I don't mean that in a bad way. No. But guys open up, right? Guys get drunk and they get more like expressive. No, they get more expressive. They get more like open all of a sudden. And see, like to me, I'm the same motherfucker, drunk, sober, whatever. I'm always the same because I'm just a nut.
You're just belligerent.
I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks of me. Ever.
You sound like a rap song.
I care about three motherfucking people, what they care about me, which is my three kids. I love my wife to death, but don't really care about her judgment on me. My three kids, that's the thing. You know, I live for their approval. Other than that, fuck the world. I live my life like however. So when I get drunk, I'm not all of a sudden like, hey, oh my God, let me, you know, I'm cool with girls or I want to suck a dick. You know, like if I'm gonna suck a dick, I'll do it sober. You know, but it's like you know,
me
but
too.
That's the thing,
me too.
Right? It's the best way. Otherwise, you throw up vodka.
Yeah. Well, you can't.
I get too much dry mouth from smoking weed.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Really fucks up.
Oh man, yeah, that's gotta be like getting blown by a dry sponge,
right? Right, which just hurts. It's just aggravating more so. You're just like, you ever do that? You ever have bad sex as guys? Like, because women have bad sex all the time because men suck. But like, as a guy, you ever have bad sex, but you're just like, so what? It's sex?
Dude, no.
Like, you just get
one
through
time,
it.
One time, I took this girl home when I was working at the bar, and she legitimately made no noise.
Yeah.
She literally just touched my face and grunted every once in a great while. It was like fucking hell. I was so stupid. I couldn't believe it. And I was like really upset because that's not what you want. It's already too quiet. I'm a heavy breather.
Yeah.
You know, like cut it out. I was so mad and like put my whole
pretend
body
like
weight
it hurts
into
a
it.
Little.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah. Pretend like it's hurting a little, please. You know, I think that's the thing.
Imagine sitting there and using a jackhammer and then the cement not breaking. You're going to be upset.
Well, that's one of the biggest things that I always say. Like if a woman's had a kid and she's telling you you got a big dick. That bitch lies. Because a fucking 8-pound thing walked out of her vagina.
Yes, exactly.
You know, your dick is... like, my dick doesn't even have arms. You know, I mean, it's stealth.
It doesn't?
It's fucking missile stealth, you know? I've seen a baby born a couple times, and I'll tell you two things. It really expands the vagina, and women shit. Know that, man. Know that right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in the room.
No, you don't.
No.
And you know what it is? People always say, like, oh, once you watch women give birth, then you lose sexual attraction to them. What they don't want to say is that's not true. Once you watch that woman shit below your child, you lose sexual attraction to her.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do. I don't care about the vagina, you know, the fucking baby that came out of her vagina.
Why is it between the shitting and the tearing?
The tearing doesn't even bother me. The baby doesn't bother me.
The mother has afterbirth.
Well, that ain't your pussy.
Yeah the afterbirth doesn't even bother me.
As someone who has a vagina, the tearing bothers me.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying like the afterbirth didn't even bother me. It was that she's shit.
Yeah.
Well, you're pushing pretty hard.
Oh, my God.
But we've never shit in front of each other, you know? And this is her first time.
We have a minute and 45
seconds. Below my child.
Next time, maybe she'll do an enema where she goes into labor for your consideration.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Strangest tangent.
Well, my friend, when she gave birth, the nurse told her, push like you're taking a shit, but don't take a shit. And she was like, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
Salad for a week and a lot of fiber.
Yeah.
Just tell men. Look away for a little while.
You'll try to poop. Nothing will come out. Just a little ghost duties.
Or come up here and hold my hand so you don't have
fast.
To see.
Right.
Because I feel like there's a lot of other smells happening anyways in that room.
Yeah. And a little nugget's not good either. Like if it's just
the
little nuggets coming out like
concern.
Rabbit poop. People love rabbits.
My second wife had a C-section. First of all, let me tell you two things. One, C-section, sexy. They cut the stomach open, pull the baby out. You're just like, oh my God, look at that bitch taking the fucking cut and ripping the... Oh, I can't wait to fuck her, you know? But this is the thing.
And then that's the other thing.
Nothing fucking expanded her vagina beyond what I could ever do with my leg. You know, I mean, it's like, so we're gold. And it's just a sexy
40
thing.
Seconds.
We got 40 seconds.
Well, guys, we learned a lot.
We learned a lot.
St. Patrick is a cunt. You shit when
cunt.
You give birth.
Yes, don't look down.
I was going to do one more racist joke.
Let's not.
Bromes is kind of an idiot, but we love him.
Oh, dude.
We didn't learn that. We knew that.
Hey, guys, do we have any plugs?
Yes, go for it. I'm going to be at Flappers on the 3rd of April, the 4th of April, and then the 23rd of April.
Wow.
Go on.
This Wednesday at Dangerfields 3 in Koreatown, it's the last show there ever. It is closing. It's the workout room. Free beer, free pizza, 8 p.m. this Wednesday. Come check it out.
Larkin Saturday. Will be hitting women in the face.
Meritorious yes. show.
Preston-Blaine.squarespace.com. Go there, read my shit, watch my videos.
Mm-hmm. I'll be in San Diego on Tuesday at Cheers Bar and Grill.
Where everybody knows your
this
name.
This Sunday at Flappers Burbank in the Yoo-Hoo Room.
Ryan Bromes. Just follow me on Twitter at Ryan Bromes and check me out on iHeartRadio.
We're the I'm Burger Podcast, guys. Have a great night. Thank you so much.
See ya.
Good night.
Cheers.
You can't stay.